The Good News, according to John, Chapter 1. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries and is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today. Please note that the reader, Wayne O'Connor, is not the translator of this book. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This one was in the beginning with God. All things came into existence through him, and separately from him, nothing which now is came into existence. In him was the Father's life, and this life was the light of men. And the light now shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot put a stop to it. There was a man who was sent by God, whose name was John. This one came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that everyone could believe through him. He was not the light, but came so that he could testify concerning the light. This one was the true light who grants consciousness to everyone who comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into existence through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own, but those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, he gave them the privilege of becoming offspring of God, specifically to those who are believing into his name. These are not those who were born through bloodlines, or through the choice of the flesh, or by the decision of men, but who were actually born of God. And the Word became a human being, and lived among us for a while, and we saw his glory, the glory of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him, and cried out, saying, "This is he about whom I said, He who is coming after me ranks above me, because he existed before I did." And we have all received grace upon grace out of his abundance. For the law was given through Moses. But God's grace and truth came through Jesus, the Anointed One. No one has seen God the Father at any time, yet the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, this one has revealed him. And this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites to him from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" So he acknowledged and did not deny, but affirmed, "I am not the Anointed One." So they asked him, "Who are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? So that we may have an answer to give to those who sent us. What do you say concerning yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make the way of the Lord straight,' as Isaiah the prophet said." That is a quote from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. And those who had been sent were from the Pharisees. So they asked him and said to him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Anointed One, neither Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize in water, but there is someone standing here among you whom you don't recognize. He is the one who is coming after me, yet who existed before me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." These things happened in Bethany beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. On the next day he saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he about whom I said, 'After me comes a man who is superior to me because he existed before me.' Although I didn't recognize him, this is the reason I came baptizing in water, so that he would be revealed to Israel." And John testified, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and it remained on him. I didn't recognize him. But he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, 'Upon whomever you see the Spirit descending and remaining, he is the one who immerses,'" baptizes, that is, "'in the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.'" Again, on the following day, John was standing with two of his disciples. And seeing Jesus as he walked by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him say this, so they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following him, and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which when interpreted means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, since it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. First of all, he found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which when interpreted means the Anointed One. So he brought him to Jesus, and Jesus, looking at him, said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when interpreted means Peter, or a stone. On the next day he proposed to go to Galilee, where he found Philip, and Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, from the same city as Andrew and Peter. Philip then sought out Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses wrote in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus, the son of Joseph, the one from Nazareth." And Nathanael said to him, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him and said to him, "Look, a true Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "From where do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus responded and said to him, "Because I said to you, I saw you underneath the fig tree, you believe? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, in the future you will see the heaven opened up and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." See Genesis chapter 28, verse 12. This is the end of John chapter 1. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.